The Republican leadership in the Senate failed yesterday to win approval for a massive omnibus spending bill that's nearly 4 months overdue. They'll try again tomorrow. But most Democrats and some Republicans say the bill should first be stripped of a handful of highly controversial provisions. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Seven individual spending bills that would fund about half the federal government this year have all been stuck together in the omnibus bill. But a lot of other things have also been added, including about $11 billion worth of projects for individual states that Congress never authorized. Arizona Republican John McCain denounced the bill today on the Senate floor.
Here we go again. Another omnibus appropriations bill, and this one takes the cake. Obviously, the New Year's Eve parties didn't end for Congress on January 1st. We're on a spending bender, and this bill is ample proof of it.
The Republican-drafted omnibus also does away with provisions approved by both the House and Senate that would block new rules on overtime, rules decreed by the Bush administration. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin has led the fight against the overtime rules.
Just like that, without any vote in the conference, the administration nullified the clear will of both houses of Congress and the American people by sticking to his position to deny overtime pay rights to 8 million Americans.
The omnibus also strips out provisions approved by both chambers, blocking a set of new rules allowing greater media consolidation. And North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan pointed out today that in spite of the recent mad cow disease scare, this omnibus also postpones a country of origin labeling law.
We passed a law that's the law of the land that requires food labeling, meat labeling, and the Department of Agriculture won't implement it. And this appropriations bill, with no debate and no discussion here in the United States Congress, put a provision in this appropriations bill that says we shall delay by 2 years the implementation of this act. Why? Because they want to kill it. Why? Because the big packing plants got to them.
Opponents are also trying to remove a measure that would require that the FBI destroy background check documents on gun buyers within 24 hours rather than the current 90 days. But Majority Whip Mitch McConnell declared today the time for delay on the omnibus is over.
And it is my hope, and I think the hope of many senators on both sides of the aisle, that tomorrow we will be able to wrap up the business of last year, finally, and get this important omnibus appropriation bill on down to the president.
Republican leaders refused to modify the omnibus, so faced with the prospect of getting blamed for a government shutdown or underfunding key programs if they keep opposing it, Democrats say once they've voiced their objections, they'll let the omnibus pass. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.